knowable.
That's why these days the highest values, the sole remaining virtues, are things like tolerance, ambiguity, mystery.
Yeah. Well, Brian McLaren says ambiguity is really a good thing. And that's just complete postmodernism. Tolerance is the only thing left, because if everybody's entitled to his own truth, and you hear this, you hear on television people saying, well, this is who I am and this is how I live and you got to take me the way I am.
It gives people a license to invent their own religion, really.
Oh, sure.
And then no one is permitted to challenge
that. And then to have self-esteem about it. And to feel really good about it. And of course, the emerging church comes along and they love this, because this takes all the rules out. Then you can be a member of the church if you're a homosexual, if you're overweight, or if you like chocolate, and it's all the same. You can live any way you want to live. Ambiguity is wonderful if you want to sin without any guilt. And I think that's at the bottom of this. They hate the light because their deeds are evil. Those are the words that came right out of the mouth of Jesus. They run from the light because they want the darkness. It's that simple. It's not that the Bible is not clear. All these philosophies, notwithstanding, they all operate outside the realm of Scripture, right? Whether it's pre-modern, modern, or post-modern. It has nothing to do with the Bible. Those are all human philosophies. When I was in college, I took advanced European philosophy and studied the flow of philosophy. It didn't matter what the philosophy was. And you could go through the whole thing, starting in the pre-modern era with Socrates and Plato and Aristotle and Thales, and you could march your way through the whole deal, and you could come all the way up to Descartes and flow through Hegel and Kant and Kierkegaard and all that kind of stuff. It was all wrong. It was always wrong, and it kept being wrong. And even though it kept building on itself and altering and shifting and moving, it was all bogus. It was all error. And postmodernism is just another form of human error, another way to wrongly understand the universe, to wrongly understand reality. And for the church to accommodate that is bizarre. If you were in the New Testament time, for example, let's say you wanted to be an emerging church in Paul's day, what would you do? How would you be an emerging church then? Well, you'd say, this is a world where everybody worships a lot of gods. So let's put up a bunch of idols in our church. Let's do that. This is a world full of homosexuality. The Roman world was rampant with homosexuality. So we got to embrace that. There was according to historians, there was a very, very far-reaching feminist movement where women